the headlines. Chisanga hails response to 2026 bond auction. Luapula seeks Chelamed fertilizer. In international headlines, Russia strikes Ukraine as talks with US to end war continue. And in sports, no divided loyalty for powers. Ramidele. And now the news in detail. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's first 2026 bond auction has marked a historic shift in market confidence. Chisanga says the auction attracted over 10 billion kwacha in bids against a targeted 4.2 billion kwacha offer. He says the overwhelming response reflects growing investor trust in the country's fiscal policy and economic direction. Chisanga noted that the lifting of the foreign participation cap from 5 to 23% has reopened access to non-resident investors. He says this move has eased refinancing pressure ahead of the $1.16 billion 2026 debt wall.
The longer-term confidence has been shown, meaning the strong interest in the medium to long-dated bonds signals improving confidence in the Zambia's microeconomic outlook as well as physical focus. What we also see in terms of market evaluation is that the auction marks a new phase of deep and the credibility in Zambia's domestic government securities market. Obviously, it's so important to be cautioned as the private sector need to watch, or what I should be able to say across here is that there must be a caution that sustained borrowing at this scale can easily absorb domestic liquidity and limit credit ability for businesses.
Chasefu Independent Member of Parliament Meshack Nyambose says the country will not experience a wind of change in the forthcoming August elections. Mr. Nyambose says the UPND government has performed well, particularly in rural constituencies where unprecedented development has taken place through enhanced constituency development funds. The lawmaker has dismissed suggestions that the Chawama parliamentary by-election loss signals dissatisfaction with the ruling party, stating that Zambia is bigger than Chawama. Mr. Nyambose, however, acknowledges that farmers are facing challenges following delays in payments for their produce, which remain ongoing. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says the province is determined to fully reposition itself from being perceived largely as a fishing region to a competitive agricultural hub driven by smart business-oriented farming. Mrs. Kangwa says Luapula has vast arable land, favorable rainfall patterns and water resources that must now be harnessed through the use of the right fertilizer for the right crop and soil. She noted that the continued use of generic fertilizer blends has contributed to low yields, soil degradation and poor nutrition outcomes, despite the province being naturally endowed. She, however, welcomed the NCZ's innovations in crop-specific and soil-specific fertilizer blends, saying the initiative will help curb the misuse and overuse of fertilizer, preserve soil health and improve productivity. Meanwhile, NCZ Chief Executive Officer Chanda Mongo says the company has invested over $8 million in modern fertilizer manufacturing and blending equipment using internally generated funds following profits made from supplying fertilizer under government programs. The Ministry of Tourism has announced the arrest of six individuals in Sikongo District for attracting wildlife police officers. Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda disclosed that the officers were ambushed while investigating illegal timber and poaching activities. Banda explained that the suspects were armed with dangerous weapons and attempted to expel the officers from a protected area. She revealed that one officer was assaulted and efforts were made to seize government firearms. Banda confirms that reinforcements were deployed, leading to the apprehension of the suspects. She identified the arrested individuals as Mulimu Kabula, Mutusi Mundia, Moses Simakando, Njamba Sitali, Kailu Nasilele, and Namushi Namushi. Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the government is working towards completing ongoing projects aimed at revamping all state-run ranches to strengthen research in the livestock sector. Mr. Kapala says research remains a key pillar of livestock development, particularly as the country seeks to increase beef exports to $1 billion. He explains that the ministry is rolling out several interventions, among them the rehabilitation of water bodies in state-owned ranches to support forage production, which is essential for the growth of the beef industry. Meanwhile, Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua has called for stronger cooperation between government ministries and the provincial administration to allow for effective monitoring and successful delivery of government projects. We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Russia launched drone missile attacks on Ukraine overnight, killing one person and injuring 23 others, despite taking part in talks with the U.S. aimed at ending the war. The mayor of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, said one person had died and four had been wounded following a massive enemy attack, while Kharkiv's mayor reported that 19 people had been hurt during a sustained assault on the city. Delegations from Russia, Ukraine and the U.S. have been meeting in Abu Dhabi in the first trilateral talks since the Kremlin launched a full-scale invasion on its neighbor in 2022. A source has told the British Broadcasting Corporation that some progress had been made, but the key issue of territory remains unresolved. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
There's been anger from veterans in other NATO countries after President Trump claimed Allied soldiers fighting with the US in Afghanistan avoided the front lines. One of the most high-profile veterans of the conflict, Britain's Prince Harry, said sacrifices made by NATO troops deserved respect. The Pentagon's published its new national defense strategy, signaling U.S. forces in Europe and South Korea may be scaled back. The document says defending the U.S. homeland and deterring China in the Indo-Pacific were the top priorities. Dozens of faith leaders have briefly been detained in Minneapolis. They were protesting at the city's airport against immigration raids by ICE agents. Uganda's opposition leader Bobby Wine says masked, armed soldiers have broken into his house and beaten up his family members. Bobby Wine himself is in hiding. He's rejected the official result of last week's presidential elections as fraudulent. Russia has launched attacks on major Ukrainian cities. Officials in Kyiv say Russian drones had struck several districts there. In Kharkiv, Russian drones hit three apartment buildings.
Now sports.
Power Dynamo's defender Samuel Vamidele